new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
I like the way you think here, Lacey. You met Noel in downtown St. Pete, and he was your bartender.
Yeah, he was. And we hit it off pretty well, which was nice at first.
I love it because I always mistake the bartender trying to get a tip for them flirting with me. And so I'm really proud of you that it actually worked out.
No, it was good. I actually gave him my number. I wrote it on a napkin on my way out. And then things just kind of went from there.
Oh, that's awesome. So where was the first date?
So we texted a bit and then we ended up going to Hurricanes. Which was fun. We had dinner, drinks, chatted, and it was a really great date. I had a lot of fun.
Now, when people say that they had drinks, I have to ask. Holly always gets mad at me for asking.
Because you're assuming an awful lot.
But I know that when you're on a date and you're nervous, you tend to drink a little bit more. Did you slosh your drink around, or did you, like, puke on him, or did something crazy
Miguel.
Happen that you forgot? Or do you not remember what happened on the date?
No, I had a couple drinks. It was fine. I didn't get messy at all.
See, she had a fine time. She was responsible. Everything was good.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. Did you try to make a pass at him or anything?
No. I just kind of went with the flow. And I thought it was all really good. And I just haven't really heard from him since.
Rude.
Which is weird.
I blame him already.
Okay, hold on. Well, let's try to get down to the bottom of it and figure out why Noel has blown you off, Lacey. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Lacey met Noel in downtown St. Pete. He was her bartender. Girl, I love you because you had the cojones to actually give him your number on a napkin. So bold. And he called you. I love that. And y'all went to Hurricanes on your first date, but you haven't heard back from him. So are you ready for us to get him on the phone?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Now, while we're dialing him up, just make sure that you stay quiet on your end and let us do the talking and get to the bottom of why he has blown you off, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Noel?
Yeah.
Hey, Noel, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
You're from where?
The new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show.
We're at the radio station. Listen, we just have a quick question for you, Noel.
Okay.
We have a mutual friend. Her name's Lacey.
What?
And I'm just calling on her behalf because she says she hasn't heard from you and she'd really like a second date. And so, you know that thing where you kind of disappear? It's not going to fly because she wants to know what's going on. I mean,
you ghosted her.
Yeah. What's going on with Lacey?
She was super cute. I thought that, by all outward appearances, it would be a good setup. She just kept saying something during dinner that was bugging the living. I could not.
Oh, what was she
saying?
Like, was she trying to ask for your social security number or something?
No, that would have been better.
Oh, what?
Like, we were talking about what we were going to order, and she kept saying cold slaw instead of coleslaw. So, like,
that's how you say it, though.
Oh, wait, hold on. Noel, we actually have Lacey on the phone right now.
Hi, Lacey.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, man.
It's coleslaw. That's how you say it. What?
It's not coleslaw. It's not a cold sore. It's a, yeah, there are different ways of saying the words, and that particular one has an coleslaw, coleslaw.
Oh,
I've always heard it said coleslaw.
Well, you probably also listened to J. Cole.
Wait, okay, don't you think you're being a little ridiculous here, Noel? I mean, that's really splitting hairs. It wasn't like she spit in your food or something.
You know, if someone gets to a certain age in life and they're still saying things like that, it's just a sign of something a little deeper. I don't know. Maybe it's a pet peeve, I guess, but I just could. It was grating. It was like somebody punching me and boxing my ears every time I heard that.
All this over coleslaw.
That's ridiculous. It's a word.
Well, sorry, Lacey. It would be like if I were calling you Lassie right now. That's not your name. You know, you spell it a particular way. You probably don't want me to call you Lassie. Same thing.
Jeez.
That's so minor. I mean, I was thinking the date was like Peachy King, and I'm just glad I found out you're a complete know-it-all. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we had this chat. It's not Peachy King, it's Peachy Keen, and I'm not, it's not being a know-it-all. It's looking at how things spelled. It's knowing the English language.
You're gonna correct.
Sorry. You're a lovely human being. This isn't personal, but just, you know, look at the letters that form a word and say those letters.
Okay, this is just awkward now for everyone.
I feel so sad. All this over cold.
I'm sorry. You asked.
Yes!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.